It is a gorgeous late summer afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. The sky has been mainly sunny through this afternoon. We're just seeing a few wispy high clouds come through, and our temperatures are running above average for this time of year. So things are feeling quite nice. The humidity levels remain low. And as we head into this weekend, it's the final weekend of summer, the weather is definitely going to have a summer feel to it. And not a late summer feel, but more like a mid-summer feel or mid to late summer feel, kind of like a late August type weather situation is in our forecast coming up over the weekend. And that means temperatures will be up around 80 or into the low 80s coming up over the next couple of days. You'll notice some humidity as well, especially Sunday into Monday. I don't expect it to be a tropical, oppressive type humidity that we do experience during the middle of the summer season, but you're going to at least notice the mugginess a little bit over the weekend, especially Sunday into the early part of next week. So in the short term, things are looking quite nice, and if you have plans this evening, I don't expect any weather problems at all. Now, the temperatures that have been quite chilly at night over the past few nights are not going to be quite as cold tonight. We're still forecasting lows in the 40s and 50s, so you still will probably want to have a jacket or a sweatshirt with you if you do have plans tonight. And then as you step out the door in the morning, you'll notice a little bit of a chill. Well, there may be a bit of fog around as well. And if you have an early tea time tomorrow or something like that, yeah, it might be a little bit on the cool side. But the temperatures will be off to the races very quickly in the morning, and we'll be up to around 80 or so tomorrow afternoon with bright sunshine. The weather looks good on Sunday with sunshine again. Low 80s for highs then with a little more humidity. By Monday, we'll have a front approach, so it's still on the warm and muggy side. And as that front comes through, there is going to be the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. On the national weather scene this afternoon, we continue to see areas of flooding across southeastern Texas due to the remnants of Imelda. Again, that was not a major intense tropical system, but it certainly has been a very heavy rainmaker, with some spots have picked up over 40 inches of rain. So it's a serious situation in that area for sure. We also have Jerry that's running north of the northern Leeward Islands this afternoon. Some of the rain bands are hitting the northern Leeward Islands. The storm is forecast to stay north of Puerto Rico tomorrow and then turn to the north and northeast, making that turn east of the Bahamas. The storm could impact Bermuda by the middle part of next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, but still a bit chilly. Lows in the 40s and 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 40s and 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and not as cold, lows in the 50s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the low 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight mostly clear and not as cold, but still on the chilly side, lows in the 40s and 50s, tomorrow mostly sunny and warm, with a high around 80. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly sunny, warm, a bit muggy, highs in the low 80s, and on Monday, the first day of autumn, increasing clouds with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, warm and muggy, with highs in the 70s and 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.